A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February the 13th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the decision by FIFA to expel Zimbabwe from the 2018 World Cup qualifying tournament.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expulsion of Zimbabwe from competing in the 2018 World Cup competition.
The Zimbabwe Football Association, or ZIFA, says it will launch an appeal after the country was thrown out of the 2018 Russia World Cup qualifiers on Thursday for failing to pay its former national coach.
FIFA's disciplinary committee said it took the action after caught as a result of the non-payment of an outstanding debt by Zimbabwe to Brazilian coach Jose Claudinei Jorginho, better known as Valinhos, of course, who left the job in 2008. Former Zimbabwe international Bruce Grobbelaar believes players will leave the country as a result of the team's expulsion from the 2018 World Cup.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, we're looking forward.
Wonguka Gibbs, na sitra kuti tinge tichitaura ne nyaya yenhabvu. Zviri kunzivizwa neFIFA. ZIFA yadzingwa iyo makwikwi 2018 World Cup ichandotambirwa iyo kuRussia nenyaya yekuti yakatadza kubhadhara murairidzi wayo wekuBrazil, Valinhos. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti ZIFA yazivisa nhasi kuti ichadzokera kuFIFA ichikumbira kuti iregererwe. Tida kuona kuti zvinenge zvichifamba sei tichienda mberi Gibbs.
Yes, unokandaba lingatichona njani. Sewasta venyu, vanenge venyu lapa basonde bafile sibili. Sizwile ke ukuti iZIFA sokuthi ukuthi amahori azahambe kunguqu elaba khona iWorld Cup ka 2018 akusamela ngabe khona bayahambe khona ngale. Bathi ke lokhu kulandela ukuthi ucoach kazanga abhadalwe. Siyamkhumbula ucoach lona weBrazil okuthiwa nguValinhos. Ukanya ngazani kwahlupa ukuthi abhadalwe iZIFA kwasokuhanjiswa khonokho kuFIFA disciplinary hearing. Lapho kwakhulunywa khona ukuthi ubaba lo kumele abhadalwe. Loba singakwazi ukuthi imalini kodwa sizwile ke umnumzana uBruce Grobbelaar lisamkhumbula lonke wayedlala eLiverpool evela kwale Zimbabwe. Wakwalikahlela khona ngale la kuHighlanders. Esithi khonokho kwenzakalayo kungani akuhambi kahle. Uthi kwayenza ukuthi abanye abadlali begcine besiyadlalela amanye amazwe. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngakhona ukuthi ibhola leZimbabwe ungani seliyabuyela emuva okumangalisayo ngesinqumo leso sithethwe yiFIFA ukuthi bengasahambi ke ku-2018 ku-World Cup kuma-qualifiers. So ke nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo khona manje nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, lifuna kanye salifuna lakhona ngapho Zulu kandaba. Khulumani sizwe.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Amin Somapiri, a former Highlanders and Warriors player. Amin Soma, good evening.
Hello,
Wunjani. Ngiyaphila. gives.
Yes.
Baba wapirisa tabuti lamta ke sikhumene lapha ukuthi sikhulume ngomdlalo wenguqu ukubona lapho ukuthi ama Warriors asexotshiwe khona ngale ke 2018 World Cup. Ikabe ungathi ukubona njani koloku baba Phiri? Ungakufaka ngesikhiwa ukufakela ngesindebele.
Yeah. Hayi into le iyazisubuhlungu. Ngoba kathesi nxa ukuthi kona kusesi eliminatiwe singazange sendlala ibhora. Ngenxa ukuthi kulesikwele lesasifuna ukubhadala. Kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi kwezinto ezindala. But mina into engiyibonayo ukuthi eboreni vele kakuniti usinida abantu abakabadlala ibhora. Umuntu unxa umchathiwe vele kufanele umbhadale. Akulunganga vele ukuthi umuntu why should you umuntu unxa umchathile lavumelana ukuthi ungambhadali. But iproblem ekhona ukuthi yona uValinos uchathwe ngonyatanga. Onyatanga bathi izikwelede betshele omunye umuntu ukuthi abhadale. But izinto zakhona bayakhuluma yini. Iproblem yethu ekhona ukuthi khona xa uvele wena uvele ugwereda fanele ubhadale. Angithi kathesi ulizwe selisela abantu abambalwa abantwabethu abasadlali abantwana bethu bazayekela njani ukudlala ibhora ngoba kathesi ukuthi abantwana ibhora kathesi kuyibhizinesi xa engasabonakalanga edlala ku-World Cup ingcebe sizaqualifya nje. So something must be done. If you are owing someone you have to pay him. And akuhlubi unxa uvelele sikweletu umuntu banomtsela ukuthi ngizakubhadala two cents. Kulokuthi uphonguthula ukulokhu yelakanisa izikwelede why should senza ke nandalo. Iproblem ela esilayo lapha eZimbabwe yokuthi we are not evolving football people. Kungena abantu abafuna ukwenza amabhizinesi abo. Why are they not evolving abantu bebhora abazabakwazi ukuthi kona uValinos lo maybe was not good enough. Who employed him in the first place? Now yena kathesi is got the last laugh was kathesi asiseko la ku competition singazanga sizwe isidlalo kwelinesini.
So ke yes siyakuzwa baba Phiri ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So what Mr. Phiri is saying blessing here is that you know if you employ a person you have to pay that person. So he says it appears as if the Nyantanga executive actually hired Valinos. So at the end of the day what are they saying about the issue? They should open up and tell the public what is going on. He further said that if Zimbabweans are not participating in the World Cup, it means that players from Zimbabwe won't be spotted by scouters. So if you have got other players being featured out there, they'll be spotted, obviously. But Zimbabweans are at a disadvantage right now. He says if you owe somebody, you can give him, you know, 2 cents, maybe at a given kind of installment that you agree on. So I think he's got a point there.
Indeed. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the decision by FIFA to expel Zimbabwe from the 2018 World Cup. The World Cup in 2018 will be played in Russia. We now have the ZIFA spokesperson on the line. That's Mr. Kolisani Gwesela. Mr. Gwesela, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great. Now, Mr. Gwesela, it's not very clear what's happening with this debt. Just tell us, who employed Valinos and when and why was he not paid?
Yes, I can confirm that Mr. Valinos was employed during Mr. Wellington Nyatanga's era, around 2008, and the current board inherited the debt. He has been unable to pay this debt because the association is currently grappling with a number of financial challenges. And these financial challenges have been worsened by the economic climate in this country.
Thank you for that clarification, because I think some newspaper reports are not being fair on Mr. Cuthbert Dube. I think it's an all-out attack on him. Without understanding the background of this, Gibbs.
Mr. Gwesela, how much money are we talking about here? I think we are not being told here how much money is owed. How much is it?
The figure is $67,000.
And now, how did it accrue to that level? So he was never paid?
We Yeah, I made to understand that he was never paid. When the current administration came in 2010, there was no handover, takeover. They did not know the debt that had been incurred by the previous administration. The debt just became something new to the current administration.
Why was there no handover, takeover?
We are made to believe that there were efforts by the board then for handover, takeover, but the previous administrators did not come to present a handover, takeover.
And there are reports that you are going to appeal. Is this what you are going to do?
I can confirm that the General Secretary, Mr. Mashinga, is already engaged in the office of the General Secretary of FIFA, Mr. Jerome Vaux, to look at various avenues which you can pursue for Zimbabwe to be restored back to their status.
But 60,000 is not a lot of money, Mr. Gwesela. What's happening?
60,000 is not a lot of money, my brother. But we are away from 2010. The association has been facing a lot of financial challenges. There are some teams, the junior teams, that even failed to send to fulfill some assignments. They've been failing, they've been struggling because of the financial climate.
Thank you, Mr. Gwesela. Please do stay on the line.
Baba, soma piri. Umlalele lapho Gwesela. Ekhuluma ukuthi kule 67,000 engazange ingene esikhwameni sikaValenos. Kodwa nxa sukhangela piri, sure, asikhulumi iqiniso lapha, baba. Izifa lapha singathini ngayo. Abazange benze handover, takeover. Kwaphonga uba nje kuthiwa phula ukuhlu. Sengikhona ehofisini. Kambe kuhamba njani khonapho?
Yeah, I'm saying it's not fair for someone not to be paid his money. If you are engaging someone, surely that person has got a family, has got the needs. That executive which was there, they should pay him his money. That is the most important thing that one should do. What I'm saying about this is, how could you just go in and in the fold and then you commit yourself and then you say, yeah, you there was no handover, takeover? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't really make sense. If you're telling people that there was no handover, takeover, but surely there must be someone who's up there in the background who will tell you that we are owing so much and so much. But now, because there's Madinda is being owed, Norman Mapoda is not being owed, and recently, Koroa is being owed. When will these monies be paid? And these people, they've got families, they've got problems that they need to cover. So it doesn't make sense for one to say, you just got into the office and the problems that were there before, you don't know them. You should engage football people. Now, as I'm talking, I know the people who are being old. Gibson Omela is still old now. Sande Marimo is still old now. And those people are maybe, they're in the list of being paid their money. But why do you engage people who are coming from afar when you know definitely that in your coffers you don't have anything? Why don't you take your own people and then you negotiate whatever you have, whatever you are supposed to give him? It's better for a local person. He won't be as a problem as this person who is coming from afar. No, we have got Gibson Omela. He's still there, guys. There's Sande Marimo, the Shepherd Murate. They are football people, and they know what is all about in Zimbabwe. Because in Zimbabwe, you can't blame anyone, because everything is difficult. But if you engage your own person, it's better.
Thank you.
What I'm saying now, they owe Ian Koroa. Ian Koroa is being old man. He had a wonderful tournament in Chad. He was sucked off. I hear he's being owed money and he's suing Zifa. we don't know who the other person is being owed. So why don't we negotiate with these people and let's get our way of employing these people who are coming from afar. We've got all our own people who can do the job.
Yeah, so okay, I'm Mr. Piri. Yes,
this guy must be given his money.
Thank you, Mr. Piri. We'll come back to you shortly. Maybe let's take a caller or we ask Mr. Kwesela to react to whatever.
Tinozozo kwa kwarwa Kwesela regatiende kuna vashumba. Makadi vashumba.
Kifara yenyu ishe.
Aiwa tiripo. Muri kuona sei nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe yadzingwai.
Zvinorwadza vakuru vangu. Nyaya iripo ndekuti apa taitokumbira hurumende kuti yaitawo chipping something. Yaingeita bailout nengi visa iyoyo. I think zvaiita. Pana deputy minister we sport and education aka mai vaitaura kuti handizvina nekuti tiri tinhengirike tidzinge dhube tiburitse munhengi saka vatofara manje kuti tahachaparticipata muworld cup zifa amini hurumende ngaite chipping kuti havagorerukirwawo izvi pane kungoramba tichingotaura tikuruza tisu manje maspectators masupporters amini
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vashumba
ndizvo taida kungotaura hangu kuti hurumende ngaibetsere kubhadhara zvinhu izvi mari achishomanana 67,000 iri kutaurwa izvi nova mafomer coaches vari kutaurwa munomu ngavabhadhare mari dzavo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vashumba Tinotenda.
Thank you very much.
Okay, of course, Mr. Shumba is saying the government must actually chip in to help Zifa settle this debt, Gibbs.
Silomnu zanage uwilat moyo kobulawayo. Baba moyo, unga uchona jani?
Chonile tembo, uchona jani?
Ah, it's chonile baba moyo. Ye, natu tabu ngati niba?
Ah, lulu tabu, aluya setu, salu sugumisi zinue, lugu tipotina. Awa sege li bomjalo, we mguku. Sokuza sesizasala sizinkedama ngenxa yabantu bezifa laba yikwenzakalani ka ngoba ungathi uyakhangela uzabona ukuthi izifo yona leyi sike siyakhumbula ukuthi vele iFIFA ike yakhuluma ukuthi sizabhana iFootball eZimbabwe sizafaka ukungasebenzile eZimbabwe ukungenela kukamama lo ongu-deputy minister lo isikhathi esidlulileyo la thina belokhu esikhangelane lokho lakhonokho ukuthi nxa i-government sifuna ukungenela entweni zebhora iFIFA isitshinga lapho sesibuya sisizwa okunye de singakunanzeleli ukuthi kathi kuvela ngaphi kayingenele ihulumende lapho ibhadala isikweledi leso kuzama ukukhululiswana ibhola lethu lihambile phambili nxa sesingasangeni ku-2018 ibhora yethu inceda ngani bosokuyibhora nje okonke ukuthi ona sidlala lapha sikhohlisana kungalapho esiya khona ngaphandle komhlaba
so ke akukhulume lo government size ukuthi ungathini khonapho ncamcele ukuthi angene khonapho
baba
ungacela uhulumende ukuthi ayenze njani akukhulumela uhulumende
ngicela ukuthi uhulumende ikakhulu layo YouTube board chairman anti ngubaba lo uDube kathi indaba ningambizanga khonapho ubehola imali eziningi uDube ule mali eningi kakhulu ungathanda le mpahla zigqoka ule mali izimota zakhe ziningi uhamba ngemali kancedise layo imali lezanathi ezihola bazama ukuthi balungisise khonapho wabisele ugovernment laye azama ukuthi kona acela izimali zemithelo zona ezesizikhiphayo lapha angenise khonapha ibhola yiyo i-industry esiyithembileyo esigcina iingqondo zethu zilibele labafana ama-youth abatsha iingqondo zihlala zilibele nxa ngomdlalo wenguqu so kaba abazama ukuhlanganisa sibili njengamadoda njengoba bebababusayo befake khonapho into ziye phambili
awuboni ke siyabonga kakhulu baba moyo khona ngapho ke kobulawayo ungathinela kusasa baba
Siyabonga
nkosi. So Mr. Moyes, what it is saying, you know, what is really going on in Zifa, you know? So he says they were not waiting for this at any given moment. So he says government should chip in and try to bail out, maybe. And he says Mr. Cuthbert Dube, he may help as well. Maybe he's got some bit of money. So he says, please, you know. So he's very unhappy.
Let's go back to Mr. Kwesela. Mr. Kwesela, the... issue of the payments and the appeal. The Herald is reporting that this decision cannot be appealed. Is it true? I think we are having a problem there with that line. We'll try to call him back. We have several messages here. Gibbs on WhatsApp, Facebook.
Yes.
People are responding. Let's go to WhatsApp first. Tauro says, I think it is a good decision because when you employ someone, you must pay. It's a bad habit to use people for nothing. If they do not have money, they were supposed to employ local coaches. Crispin says, no longer worried about our local league. Finia says, I don't think it is necessary for FIFA to throw out the Warriors. Clyde says, it is unfortunate that FIFA rules don't allow government interference in football affairs. Otherwise, the Minister of Sport would have fired Zifa a long time ago. Clifford says, it is right to act upon reneging associations, and it's an example for future rulings. Chipo says, Zimbabwe, Zifa leadership is a disgrace to the nation, a disgrace. Talent says, Zifa irikuisa kupi mari instead of paying the coach. The country will see the impact of poor administration as a result of this. Branham says, being out of the competition is not a major blow because it reduces a lot of money which was going to be wasted by the teams. As we all know, they never perform anything better. Zola says, ngai dzingwe, apana bora raino tamba, avarai ridzike, kana vachitamba, avagone. We saw it coming. Zifa Che and this team of board of directors are to blame. They misuse the funds. And Dominic says, it is not proper. I think they just hate us. I don't know what Dominic is referring to. Whether it's FIFA, Zifa, or, you know.
Yeah. We can hear him. So now on Facebook, we've got several messages. Blessing. We've got one message from Brian who writes, Zifa has destroyed football in Zimbabwe. Then I've got Iso Mutsungi who says, the ban does not matter because Zimbabwe has been failing over the years to deliver the goods in such tournaments. Then I've got Emmanuel who says, whenever you employ people, just pay them, period. Then Stanford Masunda writes, this is very, very painful. I am disappointed.
I think we now have Mr. Gwesela. There was a problem with this line. Mr. Gwesela?
Yes.
Now, Mr. Gwesela, the Herald was reporting that the decision by the chief executive officer, Mr. Mashinga Idze, to appeal is an exercise in futility because FIFA has ruled that this is a final decision and there's no appeal.
The final decision that was being referred to was the decision that was passed, that is FIFA yes to pay Valinos. There are two decisions here. One decision by FIFA telling FIFA to pay the debt, and decision that was passed for FIFA's failure to respect FIFA's decision. So the decision that was referred to as final was a decision that FIFA has been forced to pay Mr. Wagner's debt. Not the decision, not the failure for Zifa to respect the decision. I don't know if you're getting right.
So essentially you are saying also, you can appeal.
The particular decision of FIFA to expel Zifa is not final. So it can be appealed against it. Yes.
I think that's clear. Thank you so much.
In any case, as you are aware, if there's any legal process, that legal process is subject to an appeal. That's normal for all legal processes.
Thank you.
Mr. Kosela, are you still on the line?
I'm still there.
Mr. Kosela, I think you heard Mr. Somapiri talking about some of the people that are owed by Zifa. And you mentioned certain names.
Yes.
Mr. Matinda Ndlovu, Norman Mapeza, Gibson Womela, we've got Sandy Marimo, Shepard Murape, Ian Korowa, and most probably Metembe Ndlovu. How much money is owed to all these people? And how are you going to pay?
I cannot say the money is all the money. So, as we are aware, sometimes it's just unethical to say
I owe this money, because this money is a salary issue. Salary issues are confidential.
No, let's say total, the total amount being owed. Total amount.
Let me explain this. The trend worldwide is that the national teams are funded by their respective governments and corporate partners. However, in Zimbabwe, it is a different scenario altogether. Every year, we approach the government with our budget. But the government is constrained. It is also voluntary constrained. Some of you have said that we are constrained. We want to help you. We understand your plight. But we are not able to help you. Yes, these problems that we are in now. If you look at 16 teams at the participated, recent AFCON, all the 16 teams get the funding from their respective governments. But we don't get this particular funding in Zimbabwe. Here's our dilemma.
Thank you very much. Ngabuzo uphili one buzo. Baba Phiri, ungathi ngakho ukukhuluma ngokuzela ngamafutshane baba.
Ngiyamuzwa ubaba ugwesela osimile akukhulumayo. Athi qinise likhona lapha babadube ukuthi ukuthi umuntu nxa uvele umkolota kufanele ukuthi umbhadale. I-problem le ngiyibona kakhulu ukuthi in our association kulokulwa we are fighting kakhulu. Kulokulwa ukuthi ubani ungena ubani, ubani ungena ubani, but we are not fighting for one cause. Yi-problem esilayo. Izikwelede lezo vele ngezazakalayo. Kanti izikwelede zakhona zona lezo, why don't you engage a partner, i-partner which is the government? Kuhambe kuhle, i-government izwanane lezifa, owenzele ukuthi yonke into kube yi-flow, kube ukuthi nxa ukuthi uyakweleda, ukwelede yena lo kube nomuntu onguye ozakunjani, ozaba ngu-guarantor wakho. So but as mina I'm surprised ukuthi vele kade ngisebenza njani when you don't have a guarantor. Izifa is under kule hulumende, kule minister of sport. Those people should be looking after these affairs, ukuthi hayi ndoda wena sezokubhadalela izimali lezi. Wena kube into internal between yourself. But kathele ukuthi sakuthi ukhuluma lokhu akusebenzi madoda ngoba abantu lapha fanele sibabhadale izimali zabo. Kuyangisa ukuthi uthathe umuntu umbise phandle, umthathe phandle uto nuzamima nakaqale umuntu azabaleki ezakubophise. And isikwelede sakhona senxa uza kukhuluma wena usithi khona uza aphila. Uza aphila wena ukwazi isikwelede ngaphandle nxa usithi wena isikwelede wena wambhadala. But nxa uvele wena usithi uza aphila usithini? Singavuki ngomunwe lapha because ngabantu abadala la. Singavuki ngomunwe. Those people should be paid. And akunegotiate. But my problem, main problem, angifuni ukukhuluma amangoku. Angifuni ukusola because what is the current zifa exactly ekhona. They are not to blame for isikwelede lesi esikhona. Angithi. So isikwelede lesi, bona bathi bengena, babe sithi bazasibhadala njani. They've acquired more than what undoda lowo ngoba is 67,000. Imali encane ngendlela engibona ngayo. Ngendlela ubaba uDuba angena ngazo, wayetransporta iZimbabwe ihambise emazweni esebenzisa izimali zakhe.
Ngikubamba umlomo khona.
Ngizange wabhadala izikwelede kuqala.
Ye, ngikubamba umlomo khonapho Mr. Phiri. Ye, mbona zalo lo muntu
ofuna.
So he's saying, in the first place, when they took over, how did they think they were going to, manage to pay this kind of debt?
That's a problem. I think we'll come back to Mr. Wessel about that. Arigati mbotura mwe mtereri. Mkoma Peter Magadi. Mkoma Peter, ndrauti mumbo orambe makabata trikuzo ka kwa muri. Mr. Wessel and Mr. Binsoma Piri, please do stay on the line. And of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is that we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube, Mr. Promise on the line in Namibia. Please hang on there. We are coming back to you. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.